Okay, so while you're watching this video, I realize that y'all need a lot of reminder. If I never remind y'all to like and subscribe, y'all won't like and y'all won't subscribe, okay? So please help me like and subscribe because it takes me a lot of effort to make a video, but it only takes you less than 1 second and it's for free. Just click the like button, okay? Okay, I'm going to share a little story. Nowadays, I'm very into storytelling because I like to tell my daughter bedtime story before she sleeps. Okay, I'm just kidding, okay? But I feel that a lot of my thoughts and a lot of my experience, right, come from the things that I have been through. And these are stories. And I realize that by telling you stories, you may or may not get it, but at least you understand the kind of thinking and the kind of thought process, the kind of experience that I've gone through in my 15 years in my real estate journey. So I'm going to share a little story that is kind of relating to the latest talk about plus and prime housing. Okay, but I don't know if you get it because after the story, you will feel that you still don't get it. But just focus, listen to the story. I will share with you what I've gone through in 15 years. Okay, so the story starts like this. When I joined the market in 2009, right? My first unit that I sold was a unit in Pasir Ris, 5-room flat. I still remember. I remember that at that time when I sold the 5-room flat, I sold it off within a day or 2 days. It was just a day of viewing with maybe about 15 groups coming in like a 2-hour span. You know, that was my first approach. Okay, there may be others that I don't remember, but this is my first one that I remember. I think it may not be my first, but it may be the first few, okay? So at that time in 2009, 2010, selling property is very easy. And at that time, there's this thing called valuation. So all the sellers do the valuation, then they call for cash over value. So it will be like, value plus 30,000, value plus 50,000, but houses still get sold. Then it comes, the next cycle that I remember it comes was 2013 or 14, okay, onwards. That was something interesting because I realized that at that time, in 2013, 2014, I think the cooling measure came in and the government started building a lot of BTO flats also. Then something hits me because I was like, before that, the government don't build BTO flat, man. Apparently at that time, I think the government really don't build BTO flats because the supply is way above demand. Then only in 2009, I mean, I may be wrong, guys, because at that time, I'm like a newbie in the market. But that was what I have gone through and that was what I was being told, and that was what I see in the market. I may not remember it clearly in the years, so please don't penalize me for it. But in 2013 onwards, I realized that the cooling measures start to come out, market start to smoothen, then the government start to report that they will build a lot of BTO flats and everything. Then in 2015, 2016 onwards, I start to see a lot of sellers selling. And then most of my sellers selling, I will always go and find out why are you selling? You know, I need to know. Most of these sellers sell because they are taking their second BTO flat. It's to the extent that we have discussion with sellers and say that, a seller, you are selling or you have a BTO flat. Then the seller will tell me things like, Aaron, if cannot sell, then I'll just stick to this house. Then I say, but you already paid the deposit for your BTO flat. Then they will say, never mind, it's okay, we'll just forfeit. Because I don't want to sell cheap here and lose money. Some of the sellers will have that thinking. Then some of the sellers were like, never mind, I stay here for so long already. I want to go for a new house already. So here, sell a little bit cheaper. Never mind one. You know, I just want to go to my new house since I waited for 3 to 4 years for this new house already. So at that time, there was this situation where sellers, HDB sellers, they sell to go to their BTO flats because their BTO flat is ready. So they are like second timer or they are first timer from resale go BTO. There's a lot of this group of people at that time. Then, so at that time, the prices wasn't very high. The reason is because a lot of these sellers, they are forced to sell. Means like they have a very strong reason that they must sell by when because the BTO flat is coming. So they need to sell and take the money to the BTO flat. Then I remember in 2017, 2018 onwards, market was also not so fast, so nor there. Then COVID came, I think was introduced lah. I think in 2019, really hit us hard was I think 2020. Then at that time, I realized that the private property market is being pushed up by those first timer owner, right? That sold their MOP house, their BTO house that just turned 5 years, earn a lot of money, and then they move to the private property market. So those are the eras that I clearly remember what was happening in the market. But in 2020, at that time where people are selling away, upgrading to their HDB flat, it's because their MOP turned 5 years. So if you look at it, if you go and turn back the time, 2020, 2021, those people are 5 years MOP, you minus 5 years is 2015, then they start buying BTO flats. That was like 2011. Okay? So 2011, the government take 4 years to build 2015, then 2020, 2021. Until today, you see a lot of people get their 5 years MOP, then sell their BTO flat that newly turned 5 years, cash out their pot of gold, turn to private property. Then the private property market go up, then the OCR market went up because of upgrader. This was the story that I have gone through in my 15 years. We don't talk about the COVID period lah, because the COVID period I talk a lot of times already, and those are the times where I started my channel and I talk about it regularly mah. So I don't want to talk about that period already. So we talk about the period before. So if you look at it why did the government start to build BTO houses? Actually, the reason why I realized is it was because I joined in 2009. The market was very hot. It was really the market that monkey can also sell house. I remember there was this agency at that time called HSR or something, and then they have this group. I forget what is the group name. They even have to use walkie-talkie to talk to the agent upstairs and say that, oh, okay, there's a viewer coming up, you know. Then people got to queue up outside of the lobby. Then they will still put up banner, you know. Those were the days lah. And then at that Those were the days where agent got to wear tie lah, wear formal, wear jacket to show a HDB flat lah. Then I go and meet customer, wear jacket, wow, inside sweat like crazy, you know, the whole thing wet lah. It was funny because recently my mother moved her place and then she tell me, this formal ni piao lah, you don't want to wear already all this formal. Then I say I cannot wear already, you know, I grow fatter and all this thing after the years, some I cannot fit into it already. And the thing is nobody wear formal now, the weather is so bad, it's so hot, no. Basically, even in show flats, I don't see agents wearing formal or jacket, you know. So at that time, those era are the era that I have jacket lah, wow, put tie lah, wear my 皮鞋啦, you know, those are formal shoes lah. Then we got to go and alter the shorts are just nice lah, tight tight one lah. You know, nowadays people wear jeans lah, t-shirt lah, all these things. It's a very different era. But if we look at it at that time, right? The government built BTO flat because the market went up in 2009. So 2010, 2011, they start to build a lot of BTO flats. They start to implement cooling measure. I remember the cooling measure was 2013 or something because the private property market was being pushed out or something. You all can go and check again. Then 2020 were the, maybe even before that lah, but those were the days until today where people are cashing out their pot of gold to move to a private property. Those are the days where MOP were 5 years. Today, the government came out with Plus and Prime, and the MOP is going to be 10 years. So, if I were to take this 10 years effect to put into what were happening in my real estate career in the last 15 years, I would say that if the government started to build BTO flats in 2010, and then they take their keys in 2014, and they stay 10 years, which is 2024. So basically, the market will not have booms at that time. It may only booms now, which is in 2024, 10 years later, instead of 5 years MOP. I don't know if you all get it, but I feel 10 years MOP is a big thing. It's a big thing for the market. It's also a big thing for the sellers. Because I don't know how much you can really cash out after 10 years. Because 10 years will also mean that the property age is not 5 years when you sell. It's 10 years when you sell. That's number one. Number two, by then, these sellers, they are at an age where they, when they try to cash out, they try to upgrade, their loan tenure will definitely drop. Because instead of being 30, they are already 35. Instead of being 35, they are already 40. So these are a lot of factors that are being put in. And I know there's this what clawback or subsidies or something that you have to sell. I don't have the full info. I have not heard about the full info. Does it mean that only 14,000 can buy this kind of prime flat or this kind of plus flat? Does it have an income ceiling to it? I'm not too sure. But just by looking at what we have gone through for the last 10 years, I feel that this prime and plus is a big thing. And why I keep telling people that the HDB market will not go down in the next few years, instead, it may only go down after the next few years, is really because of this effect that I've seen in 2009 to 2019, 2018. You know, so I roughly understand how this BTO effect, this supply effect actually take place, whether is it in private property or HDB. So I think the impact is very big. So if it's not because of COVID, then I feel that the property prices may not have boomed up that fast. It may go up a little bit by bit, because in 2018, 2019, the market wasn't that bad. The market wasn't that good. It was just at a very stagnant point. And in 2019, the market was trying to introduce a lot of new houses. Because in 2018, I remember it was an en-bloc season. Because at that time, a lot of collective sale takes place, a lot of en-bloc take place. Then later, COVID came. So it was a little bit like a lag effect. Meaning that if I were the government and I would have foreseen this, I would have thrown out a lot of BTOs, I would have thrown out a lot of new lands instead of allowing all these collective sale to take place in 2018. This is just my feel lah. So I think the corrective measure is being taken today, and we are throwing in supply again, we are pushing in supply again. So basically, if we were to look at it, the last time it was an 8 to 9 year cycle, this time around we will also see an 8 to 9 year cycle, and I feel that we are already 1 to 2 years in the cycle. So maybe 7-6 years later, you may see another of this cycle happening. So if you get my story, you understand what I'm trying to say. This is how the market cycle works. Okay, so this is my opinion on the plus and prime flats. For me, I'm very money oriented when it comes to property, because like I shared in a lot of my videos, I've seen a lot of Singaporeans make a lot of money through property. I've seen a lot of Singaporeans make a lot of good decisions in property. They stay for free. Even if they don't make money, they don't lose money. They stay for free. When they cash out, they get cash out a pot of gold. It's like a big savings account that they have done to themselves. It's like a keeping an asset kind of thing, you know. It's like a forced saving kind of plan. Whether is it they earn a lot, don't earn a lot, earn a little bit, I still see them doing very well by buying a property and learning how to save up in and using that property. So I'm very money oriented in that case because of the experience and the case study I've seen, and also because of my occupation. So that's it. And I'm money oriented, so I will not buy plus or standard, plus or prime BTO flats myself. If I can, I'll go for EC, new EC. If I cannot, I'll rather go for a new standard BTO flat. I would never go for a plus or prime flat if I'm very money oriented, very investment oriented, and I want to make sure that I can sell one, buy two lah, buy two, decoupled, rent out, and all these things. Okay, because the idea of having this prime and plus doesn't look like it can be going that direction. So if we look into it, today, 8 years, 7 years, no, not 8 years, 7 years, 14 years later, because they're going to build and 10 years later, right? So it's actually more than that. That's 14 years later. 14 years later to today is 2014 years, 2024, 2034, 2038. Sorry, so just now I may make a mistake. So if you look at the 10 years plus the 4 years that we are going to build is 14 years, that's 2038. So I would say if you look at it, 2038 means the effect of a market boom again where people make a pot of gold and cash out again, right? It's being delayed. And at the same time, it's being minimized. Okay, I don't know if you all understand where I'm coming from. So this is a big thing. To me, this is a big thing. So definitely for me, I won't walk that path. So that's it for today's video. Hope you understand. Hope you enjoy my storytelling. I'll be uploading a lot of storytelling videos. I don't know if it's something that you like it. It's something that the audience preferred. But I'm trying my best to do as many different style as I can for my channel, okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode, and bye-bye.